the end today's this week's learning. Chutz before Shleim Pnima Basrina Leia. She should have a before Shleim Leia Rochiam Bishanim, sponsored by the Eisenbach family. Rabbi Kleiman, welcome back. Here it is. You want me to put it on the phone, rather?
No, it wasn't a bad thing. How was Rabbi able to do it without anybody else on the line? Record.
I turned it off, called again, and I recorded it.
Usually, if there's nobody else on, you get the music. You got the music?
No, I didn't.
So somebody else must have been still on.
Could be. Somebody wanted to hear the Chesh test. What can I tell you? Okay. We're going to start again from the Gemara. It's a new Gemara. We are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, 33a. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the... Nope. Take it back. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Amar Papa, Sak Lohavi Paris, Bechamar Lohavi Ala Paris. Right? A guy was Mudr Macho, and we explained that it's talking about, he said, Hano Hamevio Lidei Machocha. That's how we explained it. Therefore, he's usher in pots and pans, and in sifters, and in whatever it sieves, it's all the same usher. Dr. Papa, he adds, Sak Lohavi Paris. Let's say to give the guy a sack so he can carry his food. This is not in food preparation. This is in food delivery. Or, Hamar Lavio Paris. Give him a donkey that he should be able to carry his produce. Batulit son of Alma, even a basket, is Hanoham Avila de Macho. That is considered a Hanoham Avila de Macho. Dr. Rush, Saklo Havi by Paris. What is the Kiddush? Dr. Rush, the Loy Tema, Dafka Tikum Macho. Don't think only things that are under preparation of the food, even things that deliver the food. They don't prepare the food, they don't help you with the food except delivery. And the Papa is saying, delivery is included. So now the Papa had a shayla. Interestingly, the first thing he was sure about, you should know when the Mishnah says pots and pans, the Mishnah doesn't only mean things that prepare the food. The Mishnah also means things that deliver the food. Now Rabbah has a shayla. And the following things don't deliver the food, but they do one of two things. Some of them will do put a person in a certain status, and therefore he'll be able to attain more food, faster food. They'll put him in a massive of respect, and therefore his ability to access food will be better, or they shorten his distance to food. You don't deliver the food to him, you deliver the food, you deliver him to the food. Dr. Papa, Bari Papa, Susler Kavalov, to give him a horse to get to the chasana, to get to a place of eating, or Tabas Lirozbay, or to give him a ring that he can, people see him with a signet ring, gives him elevated status. He has a signet ring. He has, like, it's, I don't know why it's a sign of chshivas, but in those days, it was a sign of chshivas. Or, mahu, or mipsik umezo ba'arei, mahu, how about crossing your backyard? Now, if you notice, before we said drisa seregel is mutter, but there was drisa seregel, so you should be able to get to the base medrash. Here it's drisa seregel, that he should be able to get to the restaurant. He's cutting through your yard to get himself to the food faster. It's different than the one in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said of you, Hanoam Avila de Mahu does not ban going through his backyard. Yeah, on the way to the Beis Medrash. Person wouldn't be going anywhere else, right? So he's going to the Beis Medrash. Whereas here, he's headed to the restaurant, or he's headed to the chasana, and this saves him walking time. So delivering him to the food, is that considered Hanoam Avila de Mahu? It's not touching the food, it's not preparing the food, it's not bringing the food, it's bringing him. It's a change in him. Is that included in Hanoam Avila de Mahu or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Dr. Gemara, Tashima. The Brian Spencer reads the Rosh first. Suslir Kavalov, Babes HaMishtav, Tabas, Lirozboi, Kadeshi Yachabduhu, Lohaisav Leimonos. They'll give him more. He'll get an extra portion. He comes in, he gets to sit at the head table, and they serve him first, and they give him an extra portion. Sagt Mister Gemeise Barai, le Katzer Darkai, lehnlich le Beis HaMishta. See, the Rosh is bother. Speaks it's a regular with Mutter. All of a sudden we have a Shaila? The answer is, the goal here is to get the food. Sagt the Gemara Tashema. We'll try to prove the Shaila. Abu Mashalai, Chaluk, Talus, Nizamim, Betabas. The Mishnah said, if a guy bans food from his friends, you can lend them a shirt, a ring, a talus, a coat, a cloak, and earrings. Nothing to do with food. Now, Hechidami, what is the purpose of these four things? Elay Mishaloy Le Ros Ben, is it that it doesn't give him a different status? So I feel the Tricha Lamemer, is it a Chiddush? Why would I think that Hanoah that brings the food should ban a shirt? Why do you have to say that? Must be Elalad of Hilal Ros Ben. Teretz is the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you can lend him a shirt, even though having this fancy shirt will get him more food. If not, why does the Mishnah have to tell him you can lend his shirt? What shirt have to do with food? And for the Gemara, Bekari Mashilai. If not, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah has to tell him you can lend him earrings? Teretz is, those earrings are going to give him a different status. So you see, you can give him a different status for food purposes. If not, I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that it has nothing to do with food. It's a answer to the Shaila. We had a Shaila. The Rebbe didn't know what is the halacha. We're trying to prove his Shaila. And for the Gemara, no Raya. The Mishnah is talking about lending him a shirt or earrings or a ring. Nothing to do with food. Since the Mishnah gave you examples of things you can't lend, there's no Chiddush in the Sefer. But in the Mishnah decided, the Tana the Mishnah felt, he gave you examples of no, he gives you examples of yes, even though you can figure them out themselves. So the Gemara is saying it's no proof, because you're assuming that there has to be a Chiddush in the last case. There doesn't have to be a Chiddush in the last case. It's there because style. I told you what you can't, I'll tell you what you can, even though you should be able to figure it out on your own.
How far does it go? Lend him a shovel? The garden?
No, because it's not me, because it's going to grow food? I don't think so. I don't think that's the Shaila tomorrow. We're talking about immediately getting you the food. A shortcut that gets you to the restaurant faster.
Why is it in a cushioned cloak and a
signet? What?
What does it mean, a cushioned cloak and a
signet? No, Hush, just gave you examples. Again. The Mishnah said you can lend a ring, you can lend a chalut. Now, what case is the Mishnah talking about? Is it helping him with food or not? Why does it look that way? How do you know that that's the case in the Mishnah? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about lending him a shirt so he can go learn in the Beis Medrash. Or giving him a ring that he can go, I don't know what. Who says it's food? Terence
right.
Says, because there's no Chiddush if it's not food. Why would the Mishnah tell to me? The answer is that you're right. It's no Chiddush, but the Mishnah is writing it in contrast. So we have no Raya.
Ring.
Some rings are for food. You're going to the restaurant, it's for, and if you're going to, if basically, what do you need? You want to go to the ball game? And a ring will get you a better seat, has nothing to do with food. I don't know why a person would need a signet, I'm just saying. Not in the Beis Medrash, that's for sure. The signet ring has nothing to do with the Beis Medrash. Dr. Rush, I need to try to raise a little bit of time, don't think only a Shmurik Tera. Meaning, the Rush is saying there is a slight Chiddush in the Sefer. Because the Sefer is trying to tell me that what we said before is included, a sack, a donkey. Because if you wouldn't tell me the other way, you would think that the Mishnah is telling me four things that are usher and no more. So it tells me four things that you're not usher that are on the other extreme. So therefore it doesn't tell me anything about the middle. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Exactly. Again, Republic Shaila was, things that bring you to food, is that considered Hanoah Mavila De Macho?
Even if right now it's not bringing you
food? No, it is. Again, I don't know. Let's go back. Rapunzel, Shiloh. I want to go to the restaurant. I say 5 minutes and I can cut through your backyard. That's bringing me the food. Is that us or not? I'm not touching the food. I'm not preparing the food. I'm not bringing the food. I'm bringing myself.
Okay, what did he say he's asking about? What's the point of that one?
I'm Buddha, no, I'm So we said that includes preparation of food, that includes transportation of food. That's what we said. But those are working with the food. Rabbi Azar Shaila, how about working with yourself to bring you the food? At the end of the day, we have no raya. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. The chol davar shein aitzim b'yarchu nefesh, any other item or those items that are not used for food, which we said is permissible, but if people don't usually lend it, they usually rent out these things, and he gives it to you for free, even though you said the isser was only hanoah that brings the food, and you're borrowing a shovel to shovel your snow, but if people usually rent shovels out, that means he is giving you money to spend on food. And that's considered hanoah mavila de malchum. That's what the Mishnah says. Zok the Mishnah. Malchum shemaskirin ki yaitzeb emasar. Because even the derech lahaskir ki yaitzebai, since it's normal to rent it, v'hu meichu le'askirin, and he's saying I'm not charging you, v'aitzen adamim hu yachol liknes eichu nefesh, v'azirem hanoah mavila de malchum. Now, it's interesting, and I would just point this out, and it needs explanation, which I'm not sure I have. This is simpler than walking, cutting through to the restaurant. We never proved the shot about letting him go through your yard to get the food faster. But to give him extra money to be able to buy more food is considered more hanoah hamavia lidei malchu than to let him get to the food 5 minutes earlier. What?
The money's in his pocket.
He's going to buy food.
Okay, see, this is the difference between 2024 and the time of Mishnayos. People did not buy 3 cars and 4 air conditioners with their money. They bought food or clothes. The more money you had, the budget of your food changed. That's how life was in those days. A regular person who had X amount of money, only allowed himself X amount of food. And a person who had more money would be able to splurge on a bigger meal. That's how life was. So therefore, you're talking in an era when, Baruch Hashem, we don't live that way. We don't make a cheshbon. I mean, some people do. Can I afford chicken for Shabbos? We don't make that cheshbon. Most of us. Baruch Hashem. Those days, it was a more mitzumtzumdik life. They didn't have the luxuries we have.
I afford a meat board.
The Mishnah's talking. Again, I only can read the Mishnah and translate as best as I can. I had to say, I'll try to explain. But the reason I said I'll try to explain, because this bothered me also. Again, I think obviously for some reason, money is something you use to expand your food choices. Again, exactly what the Mishnah is not saying when they're poor. The Mishnah is talking to the average person. I don't know. I can't answer the question. Don't think Gemara Mechalal, the Reish Abishay Maskirin? That means if you say Hanah, pleasure, even in a place where you give it to everybody? Meaning, the Reish says, if you're Mudah Menu Nah, you're usher in these things. Right? Even if they don't rent it out. But he gives it to everybody. He lends it to everybody. Why should it be usher? He's not doing you a favor. He does it to everybody. It's not a special favor. Talk to Gemara, Montana, Rabbi Baba, Rabbi Lezeri. And we talked about this yesterday. It's a machloikas. The guy who gives the 13th donut, when you buy a dozen, he does it for everybody. Tanakama holds, that's not considered hanah. Not doing it for you. The guy who lends his shovel to anybody who wants to borrow it, not doing it for you. But the Mishnah's mashmet usher. Because the Mishnah says, in a place where they rent it out, it's usher from Beit Macho. In a place they don't rent it out, it's mutter from Beit Macho. Mashma, the from Beit Macho, it's usher. What do you mean? He does it for everybody. The answer is, it's going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, that's 13th donut is usher anyway. That's vitor. Things that people give up automatically. So therefore, the Chiddush is going, the Mishnah asked the second time already, because at the beginning of the Mishnah also we said it's Rabbi Eliezer. Not a Chiddush to say this is Rabbi Eliezer. We said it's also Bedrisa Serego. And we said that's also only like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Mishnah is just reinforcing. This part of the Mishnah is also only like Rabbi Eliezer.
Is
this
the case of detour?
If you lend it to everybody? Anybody that wants to borrow the shovel, I lend it to. Doesn't that say I don't care who you are?
Again,
let's go back again. Let's go back to the dozen, which is the way the Rush explained it. He wasn't talking about dozen. He talked about adding something. You ask for a dozen donuts. He gives you 13. That's a machloikus from Eliezer and Rabbanan. Now, whatever you're going to ask, you're going to ask there too. You weren't here yesterday, so you didn't ask.
No, but any bagel store will give you 13. Not
no.
Really
no, not necessarily. We don't know that. Again, I gave you the example. The Rush says, you walked in and you asked for a pungent worth of apples. He gives you a pungent worth of apples and he throws an extra apple in. So you should come back next time. But he does it to every customer. Now, he might be the only, might be three Apple stores in this area. And the other two might not do it. But he does it to everybody. So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer says it's usher. Rabbanan say he's not doing you anything. So this is the same machlokes. Okay. Let me give a little bit of an introduction to the next Mishnah.
We explained Rabbi Eliezer yesterday?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, he holds a tasha because, as Baruch Mike pointed out, you're getting something from the guy. Which angle do you look at it? You walked away with a 13th donut.
No, you know, I'm
might
wrong.
Even be custom.
I'm wrong. Did we explain the Rabbanan yesterday?
Nobody asked any questions. I said that. I explained it. I read the Rush. I read the Rush. The Rush says, if he does it for everybody, it's not called giving you pleasure.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
I said over a few times already in the last week, I don't know where I said it. That David Krengel asked, if you asked him a question, he gave you an answer. If you re-asked it, he said the same words. What do you want me to tell you? I told you the words I can say. The Rabbanan hold, pleasure means that he gives you something because you, not because he does it to everybody. If he does it to everybody, he's not giving you anything. It's not called giving you. He's not giving you. He's giving it to everybody. You just happen to be one of the everybody. He lets everybody go through his backyard. He doesn't even view it as not giving. It's just the way it is. I don't know.
If we look at who is the...
Explain it any way you want.
The Mekabel or the Nisim.
Again. But let the Chamim hold, Hanah means something done for you. Exclusively. Now, that doesn't mean if he does it for five people, it's not exclusive.
So we look at Klafi the
Nisim. I don't think that's the way you want to explain it, I'll live with it. If that's the way you want to explain it, I'll live with it. I think you can even say Mitzvah Mekabel. Doesn't view it as he received anything. Everybody does this. Not doing anything for me. He doesn't view any Hakara Sataiv.
So if this comes, so I guess everybody
You want to learn it from that? I don't care. I have no problem. I just don't want to park myself in a corner. Now, here comes a Mishnah. There's going to be a big finish. Now, again, I will warn people who concert with Art Scroll, which is a wonderful thing, that over here, I'm probably not going to say the pshat that Art Scroll says. It's a machlokes Ron and Rush. I should say Ron and Rashba against the Rush. But we learn Rush, so I will explain it according to the Rush. Now, the Mishnah is not going to make much sense. At least part of the Mishnah won't make much sense. And the Gemara will notice that immediately. The Mishnah says, you know Machzis HaShekel? Every person has to give a Machzis HaShekel. I'm not talking about 2024 Machzis HaShekel. I'm talking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And they used to go around collecting for it. It wasn't voluntary. It was mandatory. So Reuven says Shimon can't have pleasure from him. Reuven can pay Shimon's Machzis HaShekel. No. Why is it winter? So here's the Machlokes Rishonim. I'm going to learn the Rush because he's doing a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, it's not Asher B'Hanah. It's not called Hanah. Hanah is when you gain on the deal. Here, you gain on the deal, but the guy there is not interested in giving you Hanah. He's interested in doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give somebody his Machlokes Rishonim. Again, I'll say it one more time. Zuck the Rush. Zuck the Rush. That if it's a mitzvah, I don't care that he's receiving hanah, because when a person asks hanah, he means giving the guy hanah that's not a mitzvah for me. But if it's a mitzvah for me, that's not included in the issue. That's what the Rush holds. Now, you'll ask me, every time you give a guy something, you get a mitzvah. Give me a little chesed. That obviously, if he asked the guy about no, he's not concerned with the mitzvah gemilas chesed. If he were, he wouldn't have asked the guy about no. So the mitzvah, again, he doesn't include mitzvahs. Obviously, he did include the mitzvah of gemilas chesed, because if not, you wouldn't ask the guy about no. So don't come to me that he's doing the mitzvah gemilas chesed and it's not included. It voids the whole neder. He made the neder. So obviously, he did include that. But we say other mitzvahs weren't included. So giving the shekel is giving a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah. Mitzvahs aren't included. That's the Rosh's shot. It was never included. He never meant to include that I won't do mitzvahs. Can't hear you.
What is the mitzvah of giving somebody else the shekel?
Because it's an ek machzis ha-shekel to the base. I make this is a mitzvah even to give somebody else. Right, finish. But that's what the Rosh's
learned.
Not if
you're ready.
Not the chesed angle.
No.
Even if you're yitzer ready, your shekel to give.
Let's read the rest. Yeah, it's a good question you're asking. I'm not. Shekel Shikle Machtis HaShekel Chayim Kolecha Miyisrael B'chol Shana L'Tzayrav Kabbalas HaTzibur V'amuder, the Maidr it's supposed to be, the one who made the Neder Yachol Shekel, I think he changes it to Hamaidr, because Hamuder can be used as the person who the Neder is about, or the person who made the Neder, so we're trying to be careful. Hamaidr Yachol Shekloi, Bishvil, the mitzvah ba'al mohudavan. What? Same thing. Neither and neither is all the same. The one who made the Yisr can give it. Why? He's doing a mitzvah. The ain't dina kabrei shtarcha b'aysav. It's not like paying back his debt. Even though it is a debt. But that's not your intention. Your intention is to do the mitzvah. And mitzvahs weren't included. Now, you ask me, what if the guy's not intending to do a mitzvah? I don't know. If he's doing a mitzvah, we assume he's intending to do a mitzvah. Now, it's a mikdash. A, the mitzvahs aren't included. B, especially when the guy doesn't care about gemilas chesed. B, that giving an extra machzis hashekel is called a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's a kiddush. But that's what the Rashi is here to tell you chedushim.
Why
do you mean extra? He gave his own machzis hashekel.
How does Rebbe know that?
One second. Can you please explain to me what shekel shikla means?
You know what? I'm going to pay your shekel.
Right. So, why is it a mitzvah?
What
mitzvah is this?
I'm paying up his shekel.
Right. That means I'm giving him an awe. He has pleasure. He just saved.
No, Mrs. Lovelace knew.
What? Mrs. Lovelace didn't know. He saved 50 cents. What do you mean, Mr. Vala Hennis?
It's a mitzvah. It's not under this category of Hanah.
I'm not much lost to. Should be. Mitzvah lavahenis nitnu means if I do a mitzvah, I don't get pleasure from the fact that I did a mitzvah. The Ran clearly said that if a guy has hanos hagof, if he gained something, that is considered lahenis nitnu. This guy walked away saving money. You saved him money.
But is that under the category of hanah?
Because he didn't mean it. Not because it's not hanah. Why isn't it hanah? He saved money.
I said so. Hanah and mitzvah are not synonymous.
We'll try one more. A guy is neider mitash mishamita. It's usher to have tash mishamita. Even to do pruvu. Mitzvah lava and if it no. Zaptaran. That when there's other hanah besides the keeping of the mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah slava. We learned this.
That's not recently.
That is old news.
That's not recently.
I don't know. That's 10 slava.
Okay,
I know what recent is called.
Recently is like yesterday.
Okay, so it's not yesterday.
Okay. This is the Iker Kiddush. No?
I'm not even going to argue with him. I'll let you argue.
No.
There's nothing to talk about. That's not what we're talking about.
No, something is not a case of mitzvah.
Exactly. It's not mitzvah of Hennessy. It's nothing to do with it.
Well, you know what? Rabbi Freud agrees.
Okay. I think it's a total misunderstanding of mitzvah of Hennessy. Mitzvah of Hennessy doesn't mean you do a mitzvah, you don't get pleasure. That doesn't mean that the guy you saved the dollar doesn't get pleasure. When you do a mitzvah, you don't have pleasure from doing the mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the guy who received the money didn't get pleasure. You did his mitzvah. Exactly. That's the Ron Siddish, by the way.
At this point in the time that Beit Mikdash, they weren't using it for a census, right?
They were using it for buying kabbalas.
But not for a census.
Nothing to do with census.
So when he gives mitzvah alma, he can give a million.
That, again, was the chiddush of Mizrash.
And then the people who, a million people, are now putter.
Exactly.
And they were mekayim their mitzvah.
Yes, because he gave it to them. Correct.
He gave it to them and told them.
No, he gave it to Hegdish for them.
And they know which people they are.
Well, he must tell them, right? It's not going to go collect.
So he can't give a million.
Why not?
Unless he tells the people what they are. Otherwise, the Namakayim will miss me.
Yeah, no, hold it. You learn Masechtish Kolam. It says you can give Machtis Hashekel for other people.
I assume you have to tell them.
That's just to save them money.
Over here, he's saving money. It's not like Mitzvah Sa'ama sometimes, me, I think I've talked to you about Mitzvah Sa'ama recently, it's an additional thing, or
it's not Mechuyev. This is not an obligation. You give your own Machtis Hashekel. You don't have to give Machtis Hashekel for anybody. But if you do, the Rosh is saying you are doing a mitzvah.
So he has to tell this person.
I don't know why you're interested in him telling the person or not.
Because otherwise the person would think he's still chayav to give.
So then he didn't get any pleasure. So then the Rosh wouldn't have a kasha why it was permissible.
That's true.
Obviously, the guy knows he doesn't have to give. So he was saved money.
So that's why he has to tell every person he gives on behalf of.
Yeah, they decided there's 100 people that they have to give, and they just tell them you don't have to give because they didn't see that identity.
No, you have to identify. No.
Maybe.
You have to give for a person. You can't just say I'm giving for anybody you want. No.
They could decide.
No.
You give without having to give to anybody. You give extra.
No. Hashem la'yayim v'adal le'achad ha'ramas. Not allowed to give more.
I'll give more.
Here comes the part of the Mishnah that the Gemara has a problem with. You can pay the guy's debt. Reuven banned Shimon Bana. Shimon owes Levi $10,000. And Reuven goes to Levi and says, here's $10,000 and be Michael Shimon. Zump the Mishnah, that's permissible. And the Gemara is going to say, why? You're saving the guy $10,000. And don't tell me the mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed, because we went through this. He made the netter. He obviously wasn't concerned about the mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed. And if you find this lost item, you can give it back to him. Again, the Gemara is going to say, the answer is, it's the mitzvah. Hashavas Aved is a mitzvah, wasn't included. But Makim Shadait Nalaschar, however, in a place where they pay people who return Aveda, that was the minhag. You return somebody's Aveda, he gave you money. Now, the Gemara, what? So it depends who's returning to who, and that the Gemara is going to get involved. Tibbalanar Lehegdish. It's talking in a case that neither can keep the money, and the Gemara is going to explain why. So the money goes to Hegdish. Why to Hegdish? Because Nedarim is like Hegdish. Kainam is Kikarban, right? Any nether is like Hegdish. So, therefore, if we can't take the money, it goes into Hegdish's pot. Dr. Rush, a prayer chayiv the Gemara Mefarish Law. Magzul Abadasai, the Gemara Mefarish Law. Tibbalanar Lehegdish. Shein Yachul Akvai. Shazoy Enenu Mimenu. The guy can't keep it, but then he's having pleasure. Because he said, you are banned from me like Hegdish. That's what Neder is, like Hegdish. Therefore, you can't just throw it in the garbage. The Lavko Kamina Lavs to Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. The Gemara is going to get involved in the sugya of a guy violates a neder. Did he commit a form of me'ilah? Because it's like hegdish, so it's like using hegdish. We'll deal with that when we get to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey. Emet Hashem, maybe even next week. Probably Emet Hashem next week. Don't think my writer. Okay, so here we get to the following thing. There's a concept called Mavriach Ari. And Mavriach Ari is a big machloikas tanoim. Case where let me just give what Mavriach Ari literally means. A lion is coming and is going to destroy your fence. And I take my gun and I shoot the lion. Is that called giving you pleasure? The Gemara says no. I didn't give you anything. I prevented damage. Prevention is not giving. Preventing is preventing. So if a lion is coming to attack your thing, your sheep, and I shoot the lion, I didn't give you pleasure. Yes, you enjoy the fact that I shot the lion. I didn't give you a thing. I prevented damage. Prevention is not called giving the guy hanah. I didn't give him anything. I prevent it. That's the rule. That's a given. Now, there's a machloikas tanoim. The following story. Reuven married Baruch Hashem, the wife, mechuyev to feed her. He goes on a trip to China. She runs out of money. She goes over to her next door neighbor and says, I'm starving. The guy says, here, I'll lend you money for your food. Her husband comes back, he goes to Reuven and says, you owe me money. Reuven said, didn't do anything, why should I owe you money? You never gave me anything. What are you talking about? I paid your wife. Oh, you prevented me from having to feed my wife. You didn't give me anything. You made it that I didn't have to pay my wife. That means, is that called Mavriach Ari or not? Does Reuven have to pay him? Shimon said, Hanan says, name of a Tana, you don't have to pay him. The guy put his money. He did not say on the condition your husband pays me back. Nothing was said. He lent her money. Therefore, he saved Reuven money and give Reuven a thing. Let me finish. He only saved Reuven money. Saving is not giving. It's Mavriach Ari. Your wife would have been a lion. She would have gone after your property. She would have run to Bezen. She would have... And I pushed her up. I shot her. Not literally. I figuratively shot her. I prevented her from going and getting your fields. I prevented. So Clinton, he doesn't have to pay. But honestly, that's not called prevention. When there's a debt and you pay the guy's debt, that's not prevention. That is giving. That is giving. That's different than a lion. Why? Because the obligation is here on him. It's an existing obligation. It's not like a lion that's coming wasn't here before. The guy had no... You prevented a damage, that new damage that came. Here's not a new damage. He saved. The guy had an obligation to feed his wife. It's a current obligation. Rabbanan say that's called giving him. Even though you never handed him anything, that's called giving. Our Mishnah says you can pay the guy's debt. Isn't that Mishnah picking sides? The Mishnah is saying you go over to Levi and say, here's $10,000 for Shimon's debt. You never gave Shimon a penny. You prevented Levi from coming to collect. That's like preventing the woman from going after your property. Choron said, that's Mavriya Chari. And you don't have to pay. Therefore, since he doesn't have to pay, you didn't give him anything. You prevented damage. It's like chasing away the lion. That's not called giving him anah. Do I bother to say, it is called anah. So our Mishnah that says, Perei Eschaipai, is picking sides in that Machlaikas. Zuck the Gemara. Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar Avaisya, Zudim Rechana. This is the words of Chanan. Zuck the Rush. Alma Avrucha Riba Almahu. Like chasing a lion away from his friend's flock. You don't have to pay him reward. Sorry, what does he add? Because if he had to pay you, if you hold that the husband has to pay, if you hold that the guy you pay his debt has to pay you, because it's exactly the same as a husband and a wife, so then you are giving him pleasure, because you're giving him money, he doesn't have to pay you. That's giving him. But Chana says he doesn't have to pay, because you never lent him money. Why should he have to pay you? Because you took away his wife? You prevented him from his wife? That's about Riyah Hari. That's like running, chasing the lion away. Let me just give two lines. Give me two lines. Zapti Gemara. Amar Avaisha Zu Divrei Chana. Rabba Amar. Rabba says, I'm sorry, we said one more Rush. Chanani. Rush explains it. Dama Ibidus Me'aisa Veini Yachalaymer. As Chayvach Parati Shalomli. He can't say, I paid your debt, pay me. Wadin Achanami Lachol Chayv Shalom. Any debt. V'yama Zeb Parai. V'zeh Lo'yama Le'av Veini. The guy never asked for it. Ain't a Chayv Lo'y. Come. V'kivin Di Lepar L'shem Avah La'av Avoy. Kipar Nami L'shem Mechila La'av Midi Godway. If you're paying so the guy should be Maichu, there, he paid that he thought his husband's going to pay back. He thought the husband's going to pay him back, but he never spoke it out.
Even if he did, what?
If he said to the woman under condition,
never agreed to it.
Doesn't make a difference. That would be different. Because then he's clearly telling the woman that if your husband doesn't pay me back, you're paying me back. And then she goes after her husband. She hires a lawyer, and she gets it done.
That's not my
reason.
What is that?
So it depends in that Machlaikas. If you owe the husband, has to pay back. So then you're directly taking away something that he has to pay you. Then it's a loan to you. I can't be Michael his loan. If you owe the husband, doesn't have to pay you back. That means you're holding that there's no obligation in him because all you did is chase away the lion. That's the Machloikis, Chanan and Rabbanan. Is preventing a payment called Mavriya Chari, or since there's an existing debt, it's not called Mavriya Chari. In the case of Chana, yes. In the case of here, no. But it doesn't make a difference. No, he's not going to try. But if the guy would owe him the money, then you're giving him something.
Yeah, that's
so it wouldn't be mutter.
According to
Chana, yeah. Again, let's go back. If the guy would be mechuyev to pay you, even Chana would agree that it's usher. No, because the guy owes you money.
Right. Creating a new shibut to this guy. In other words, you're taking the collection to yourself.
Right. And now, if you don't collect it, you're giving him something. Nobody says that when you have a guy who owes you $1,000 in your meichu, you're being mavri chari. It's an existing debt. Chanan is saying, when you're giving the woman mezainas, that's mavri chari, because the woman didn't go after you yet. There's no... And Rabbanan say there's an existing debt. That's different than chasing away a lion. Everybody can agree to this. Why? Because the Yav Le'amanash Lo'i Lefraya, the loan was a type of loan that the lender told the borrower, whenever you feel like it, you'll pay me back. Reuven lent Shimon money, Levi lent Shimon money, and he said, the terms of this loan is whenever you feel like paying me back, you'll pay me back. I'm never going to ask you for the money. I'm never going to force you to pay me the money. It's a voluntary payment plan. Whenever you feel like paying it back, you'll pay it back. Again, that's what Levi did to Shimon. He went to Shimon. Shimon needed money. He said, listen, you know the famous joke they say, somebody went to Reichman and borrowed $10,000. Reichman said, when are you going to pay me back? So when you need it, call me. The guy doesn't have to pay back.
At all.
Again, so how do you tell, why isn't it in my contract?
I'll tell you that.
So again, I'll explain it right again. You didn't say you don't have to pay me back. You said you'll pay me back whenever you will feel like it.
I'm an
Ashalai Lufraya. Me? Again, so let's try it again. Dr. Raj. I'm an Ashalai Lufraya. Achi Yirche Lufraya Me'atzmai. Until he wants to ban his own. That's what Shalai Lufraya. The Raj is translating the same words you are reading. And he's saying Shalai Lufraya doesn't mean you never have to pay me. He's taking the words that are bothering you and he's retranslating it this way.
There is a debt.
There is a debt. A debt that's never going to be collected.
So that touch with that. No, there's no data to add to
collect.
He may collect it.
No. Actually, you're to the Friday Miatsmai. Go right. Let's go again. Avulah Yochul Alachzai. He's committing himself never to bother him. Never to ask for the money.
I mean, the debt doesn't seem good. He could still pay it back.
He's not a debt for sure. He's not obligated.
No, I read here.
There's no obligation. I don't know. It is my Riachari. This is a new debt. He's paying something the guy wouldn't have to pay. For sure, Rav Bala would agree he doesn't have to pay again. Reuven goes and pays Shimon's debt that Shimon doesn't have to pay back. So nobody says that Shimon has to pay Reuven for that. Okay, could be. You want to learn that way, it's fine. Kipari Nami, I'm sorry. Hilke Klei Mahani Lemiti. Kach Piri Trashi Beperik Basu the Shimon. So the rest says, don't bother me. It's Rashi's shot.
The children don't have
No, they don't have to pay, but nobody has to pay back. When they feel like it, they'll pay back. Yes, there's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah on the guy, but that doesn't create a monetary obligation. Again, Reuven's paying Shimon's debt. Shimon's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. Zuck to Gemara, Shimon's not having pleasure from Reuven. He wasn't paying the debt anyway.
Yeah, but eventually
you have to be
dead.
No, he doesn't.
I'll tell you
why. That's not
right, because he doesn't
want to
come back down here again.
Again, that's Kabe. You just said the same thing. You just said it in different words. You said it in English. I said it in Hebrew.
Anytime.
I'm sorry, I said it in Aramaic.
So anytime.
Yes.
So anytime there's a Sola. Save the guy.
It's not called Hanah. It's called Mabri Chari. Now, an existing situation is different. Yeah, I guess the Ari is on its way. The Ari is not there yet. You know, the Chavetz Chaim uses this in the Hilchos Lashon Hara. Somebody comes over, and there's like 100 people to accuse. Or there's 2 people to accuse. And he has no reason to accuse one over the other. I've got to read exactly. I don't want to quote the Chavetz Chaim because I don't have the exact example. But he's mechalik between whether there's already an existing accusation or when there's no existing accusation yet and you're pulling yourself out from a non-existing exact situation and it ends up falling on somebody else because you pulled out. So if it's an existing exact accusation, you have to be very careful because then you're not Mavri Chari. Mavri is here already. Damaging already. He accused already. But he didn't accuse yet. I forgot to read the exact case. I don't want to quote it because the Chavetz Chaim is very careful. I don't want to misquote the Chavetz Chaim.
So, again, this case where they all agree, that's only in a case where there's no limit?
That's what the Rav said. That's what Rav said.
If he pays the guy's debt, then
that's, again, Chanan and Rabbanan have a machloikas. When I pay a debt for somebody, does he have to pay me back? If he does, then doing it is giving him an awe. If he doesn't, then doing it is not giving him pleasure. He didn't have to pay back. if it's a case that he didn't have to pay it back, drop on and agree. So the question is, when the Mishnah said Perei as Chaypai, right? What does it mean? So according to Chanan, it means all debts. According to Rabbanan, it means certain debts.
I mean, right, there's no reason to say
it only goes from one way to the other.
Again. Well, you have a choice. You can either learn that the Mishnah is talking about a very specific case that I don't think happens that often, because I borrowed money from people and they never told me, pay what you want. They want their money back, which is 100% correct. If they're lending a guy money, why should they want their money back? The Rav is saying the Mishnah is talking about a very specific case. If you're happy with that, then you're right. Then there's no reason to say it's chalat. In fact, that's what Rav is saying. There's no reason to say it's chalat. But the first Rabbi Yamin says, that doesn't sound like Bray is claiming to me.
You owe me. I owe you.
Stop. How about Mama Judd? Mama Marcus.
It would be great
to
an IOU whenever you want.
If the star says whenever you want, it's the exact same thing. Which means it's meaningless.
He says, give me that star.
It's meaningless.
What happens
when
he does pay? He does pay. What
happens? I don't know if they'll pay, too.
He pays lots of money, you don't have to pay me back.
And he does pay anyways. Thank you very much for paying me back. What's wrong?
That's
but there's no Anor. No, second. The case of Anor is not dealing with the Malv and the Loiva. The case of Anor is dealing with a third party who pays the Loiva's debt to the Malv. Where is this Chana? It's not. Me Shalach Lemdina Sayyab. Somebody left our town. The Amalekah, the Pirnus, the Shishtai. Somebody fed his wife. Chanan, I'm even as Me'aisav. Chanan said, he lost his money. Nechlu Gwala B'nei Kanim G'daylam. I called them the Rabbanam. The ones who argued to him were the descendants of the Kanim G'daylam. Yomru Yishba Kamahetzi V'yito. He swears how much he spent, and the guy has to pay him the husband. Amr Abdaisa Ben Hurkin is G'dibrayim. Abdaisa Ben Hurkin said, I agreed to B'nei Kanim G'daylam. Amr Abdaisa Ben Hurkin said, I agreed to B'nei Kanim. But you do this, you're putting your money on the horns of a deer. I don't think a deer has horns.
Antlers.
No, it's not a deer. It doesn't have antlers either. It's a male deer. It has a different name, I think. Whatever it is. You put your money, meaning, the Taisha Shantam explains, just like the deer runs away, when you put your money here, you just said goodbye to your money. Okay?
What's E-W-E?
What?
E-U.
Right. Let me just read three more lines. Rabbi Layamaku Rabbi Yaishia, because he holds a Gavramko. The Kamuk Malamasis and Kadibri Akail. Why should I learn the Mishnah by Chanan when I can learn it's going like everybody? Rabbi Shamaku Rabbi, a new thing. He doesn't like Rabbi's answer. Because if we say you can pay your debt, what?
What did Rabbi say?
Rabbi said it's going like, he's talking about a loan that he doesn't have to pay back. Why did Rabbi say that? Might as well learn like the Mishnah is going like everybody, than to say it's only going like Chana. Yeah. So why didn't Rav Eishir say this? Rav Eishir le'amar to Rava, Zera Shalai Lefraya, Alto Lefraya. He's in Zera. If we allow this, you might pay the debts even when he has to pay back. So don't pay any debt. Though, therefore, he says, you can't differentiate between kinds of debts. Because if you do that, you're opening yourself up. The
what
guy makes a mistake.
What are you opening yourself up to?
That even when he's mechuyev to pay back, you'll pay his debt. He heard that somebody did it, so he'll do it too. He doesn't realize that that was a special case. So therefore, Rabbi Yishe holds, you can't learn the Mishnah is talking about a certain kind of debt. You have to say it's talking about all debts. Therefore, it's going like Chanan. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful day.